We're on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Omar Rava. Now we're on the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Hilchatza. Tzoras Islandis Muteres. The halacha is that the tzora of an islandis is muter, even though the islandis herself is asur, and there's a chiyuv kares on her because it's eshesachiv shalav makom mitzvah, but it's not a regular, what's it called, erva, like achos isha, and therefore the tzora is what's it called muter. Vafilu hikirba. Even if he knew that he was marrying, the original brother was married to the islandess. Right? Not that he found out later and then there was never a marriage, so she never was really a tzora of the islandess. She was a tzora. And he was married to the islandess. Right, he knew that she was an islandess when he married her, and he accepted that. So it's not a mekach tohos. Still, afilu tzoras bito islandess, and not only that, even the tzara of his daughter, who's an islandess. Since lemaisa, it becomes like a what's it called tzara to aishas achiv shelo b'makom mitzvah. It's the only place we know that the tzara sarasar is b'makom mitzvah. Right, where there is a mitzvah of yibum. And the mitzvah is not docha the iser kares, then the tzara is also aser. But over here, there's no mitzvah yibum altogether by an islandess. She's mufka completely from the parasha, so therefore the tzara doesn't become aser. That's how Rashi learns. The elohadik toni shenimtzu. The Mishnah says shenimtzu islandess, mashma that if he knew that she was an islandess to begin with, shahayu islandess, and he was married to her, the tzara would be aser. Tani shahayu. No, don't write shenimtzu, but learn in the Mishnah as if it said shahayu, that no matter what, any way that she's an islandess, the tzara is mutter. Rashi, hilchasa tzaras islandess muteris, v'yafagad the hikr bo'achiv, the kaima, even though he knew she was an islandess, and he kept the kedushin, meaning that she was married to the islandess, and to the other woman, and then he died. V'havya ishto, the islandess was his wife. Lo mitzura tzarasa mitzum tzaras habas. Still, the tzara doesn't become aser, even if the islandess was the daughter of the other brother, the brother who now has to do yibum. Dechi aser rachmana tzaras erva b'makom mitzvah hudasra. The Torah aser tzaras erva where there is a mitzvah of yibum on the erva. Except, it's not docha because she's an erva. But the maisa, there would be a mitzvah. V'ha'ak even the islandess he the balav erva nomi lo chazi liyibum havitzaras the tzaras erva shalob makom mitzvah. But over here the islandess is not that there's a mitzvah, but the erva pushes it away. There's no mitzvah. Right? The parsha of yibum wasn't said by an islandess, so therefore the tzara is not the tzara of a woman who was fell to yibum but couldn't be mekayim the yibum. She didn't fall to yibum bechlav. So therefore the tzara is a tzara of a woman who bechlal is not shayach to yibum, and therefore she's mutter. L'chein mefurish behil halachas gedolos. That's how the halachas gedolos learns this sugya. Okay. Ki osa rovin omer Rabbi Yochanan, achas soris memamenes, the achas soris islandis, the achas soris mavzu grushoso, kulon mutaros. Right, halacha in all the cases we had before, a tzoris memaenes, right, is there's no issur d'rabbanan on the tzara, and she is what's it called mutter, right? Even though the ma'enes herself is aser if she's memayin in the yavam, because it looks like she was married to the other brother, and the tzoras islandess also is mutter, and marzi grushoso, even though it says tuma, right? Lamaisa, what's it called? The tzara is mutter, the kavachomer of Marzu Grushoso to the Yavam doesn't aser the Tzara. Not strong enough to aser the Tzara. Tzara's Mema'enes be Yavam, right? If she's Mema'en in the Yavam, she's Mema'en in the original brother, she was never married, then there's no Isra on the Tzara. She's not a Tzara. But when she was Mema'en in the Yavam, she fell to the Yavam, and then she was Mema'en, even though Lamafreya, she's Oker the Kedushin, of the first one, it looks bad. Therefore, we think she's aser. Kamash Balon, even if she's mamayin in the yavam, she's mutter. Mazig grushaso mishanises, a person who remarries his wife after she married somebody else, is what's it called? All of them, the tzara is mutter. Okay, Tani Rebbeboy Kameder of Nachman. Shalosh Nosh, a new thing. Shalosh Nosh Misham Shos B'moch. Three women, okay, either are allowed or have to be Mishamish B'moch. The way Rashi learns, Pashtus, it means that they're allowed to be Mishamish B'moch. And the way Rashi learns a moch is something that's inserted at the time of Tashmish that prevents the Zera from going into the womb. Like a moch is a wad of cotton that the woman puts into her vagina, and it stops the zera from going into the womb. And that is what's called osur lechora to a regular woman, because there's no maisa bia. It obstructs the bia and makes the zera as if you're pouring it on wood and stones. And the mela, it's also because of Hashchas Zera. Right? So these three women are allowed to do it. Right? The Shaila is why, Lechora, because it's a sakana for them. Right? Ketana, Muberes, and Menika. Right? The three women who are allowed to use a moch, the way Rashi learns, is a ketana, a pregnant woman, and a woman who's nursing. Ketana, Shematisaber, Veshematamus. A ketana, there's a danger. We'll see in 1 second if it's a danger or it's for sure. That a danger that if she'll get pregnant, she'll die. It's dangerous for a ketana to get pregnant. Okay? Mi'ubera shematasa ubrisandal. A mu'uberes, because we're afraid that she'll get pregnant again while she's pregnant. And even though Tosa says, the Gemara says it's impossible for a woman to get pregnant when she's pregnant, that's only to give birth to a healthy second child. But she can have a pregnancy while she's pregnant that will not produce a healthy child that will be born, but a child that will affect the original child and cause him to die. That's a sandal. A sandal is that she'll produce a not a healthy child, but a child that will, what's it called, crush the face of the original child. And menika shema tigmol bena v'yomus. And a menika, because if she gets pregnant while she's nursing, it'll affect her milk, and she won't be able to nurse the baby, and he'll die. So it's a sakana for the baby. So now, in these three cases, therefore, the reason that she's allowed to be mishamish b'moch is called sakana. So the question is, so don't be mishamish, right? Why do we allow her to be mishamish? Better don't be mishamish, you won't have any sakana, right? So therefore we say that since she's allowed to live a normal life, and she's married, she's allowed to have relations with her husband, and now it's a sakana, memela, she's allowed to do these things. Okay. That's how Rashi learns. Mishamshos b'moch mutaros, they're allowed losseis moch b'mokam tashmish kishahein mishamshos, to put a moch during the tashmish kidei shelo yisav, nor they shouldn't become pregnant. Mashma, that other women are not allowed to do that. It's only where there's a sakana. But if not, it's aser because it's hashchas zera. Okay, here they were matar it because of the sakana. Tosis learns that even mishum sakana, it's aser to be mishamish b'moch, like I said, don't be mishamish. So it won't give a sakana. So it's also for them to mishamish b'moch, b'shas tashmish. Tosfos learns that it's talking about after tashmish. The woman has a regular tashmish, and afterwards she puts a wad in to absorb the zera, that she shouldn't get pregnant. I said after the tashmish. And that for sure is mutter, because a woman is not muzer on hashchas zera, or on Pruervu, and Mamela, what's it called, she's allowed to be Mashal Cezera, but the husband is not allowed to be Mashamish with this wad inside, because then he's over on Hashcha Cezera. And when it says that these three women are Mashamish B'moch, it doesn't mean they're allowed to, because everybody's allowed to. Any woman is allowed to put a moch in after Tashmish. Right? These women have to do it, because Sakana. They're mechuyif to do it because sakana. Okay. So that's how Tosis learns. You can see from here the implications to birth control, right? Especially by using a, what's it called, like a diaphragm. It's like the mouth. The diaphragm stops the zera from going into the womb. So many poskim hold the diaphragm is mamish like a moch. And therefore it would depend on these shailas of Rishonim whether a woman bichlal is allowed to use a moch b'shas tashmish. According to Tosfos or whatever, it's completely osur even b'makom sakana. It's osur to use a moch. And according to Rashi, b'makom sakana be mutter, but b'shalob b'makom sakana will be osur to use a diaphragm. Rav Moshe Feinstein and others say that a diaphragm is not a moch. The moch obstructs a regular maisabia. And obstructing a regular maisabia is mamash like hashchas zera. But a diaphragm is all the way up on the neck of the cervix. So it doesn't come in bichlal in the place where bia takes place. So there the only thing is that later on the zera can't go into the womb. But the person has a regular maisabia. And as even a maisabia that can't result in pregnancy at all. For instance, the woman's pregnant already. Can't have another pregnancy. Or the woman's an old woman. She can't get pregnant. As long as there's a regular maisabia, right, even though the zera is going to go into a womb that can't possibly get pregnant, that's mutter. Same thing over here, right? It's a regular maisabia, except the zera won't be able to get into the womb, so she can't get pregnant. That Rav Moshe says, is not what the moch is. That, the isser is only because you're, what's it called, you're preventing the mitzvah pruer vu. Separate isser. But not because of hashchas zera. And other posts can argue on that and hold the diaphragm as a regular moch. And therefore, according to those shitas that hold that it's osur even for besakona, it's osur even that, and according to Rashi, it's osur shalob besakona. Okay. In any case, so that you could see the implications of the birth control over here. Okay, so now, what does this have to do with our sugya? So Morris says like this, Veizewi ktana, right? What is a ktana? Who's mishamish b'moch, mibas yud alef shana v'yom echad, ad yud bei shana v'yom echad. From 11 till 12. Okay? In other words, from her 11th birthday, right, her 11th birthday till her 12th birthday. Then she's a ketana. Okay. Because her 11th birthday is, she's 11 years with one day. Right, on her 11th birthday, because she went through, right, 10 full years, so she's, and now she's on her 11th birthday, she's 11 years old, right. So that's Yud Alef Shon of Yom Echad, till Yud Bey Shon of Yom Echad. Pachas Mikan the Yisrael Kan Mishameshes Kedarka V'Holeches. Less than that, we're not afraid she's going to get pregnant. A Ketana who's less than 11 is not going to get pregnant. So, no Sakana. So she has to have regular Tashmish without a moch. And more than that, there's no sakana. So she also should have a regular tashmish. Okay. There's no sakana. Divrei Meir. The Chachamim omrim, achazu v'achazu mishameshes kedarko v'holeches. Right? All of these three women can't use a moch. Even though there's a sakana. They have to use regular tashmish. U'min ha-shamayim yirachamu. And Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that it's not mamish a sakana. It's a far-fetched sakana, right? Statistically not that much of a sakana. It's possible sakana. In a sakana that's not a real sakana, just a possible sakana, there we say, min ha-shamayim yirachamu. That the Rabban Shem Lev Rachmanis, and you don't have to worry about the sakana. Especially if you're doing something that could be awesome. Mishum Shanemar Shomer Psoyim Hashem. The Rabban Shom protects people who are innocently foolish. Okay. So now we have Machlokas or Meir and the Chachamim, whether these three women are allowed to Mishamish B'moch or not. And Rameir holds yes, and Chachamim hold no. But bottom line is that a Ketana, according to Rameir, is allowed to be Mishamish B'moch, and it could be Rameir is Choshish always Lemiyuta. So he's more choshish for these sakanas than the chachamim are. It's a miut that there's a sakana. So the chachamim were not choshish le miut, right? They hold that what's it called? Since it's only a miyut, we say Shomer Psoim Hashem. And the Rav Meir is always choshish lemiyut. He doesn't say that. Rashi. We've known his Rashi. He said, okay. Sandal, Vlad She'en Lo Tzuras Panim. A sandal is a kid without a face. In other words, not really a viable child. It's just the beginnings of a child. The Kaimel of Maseches Nida, Ein Sandal She'en Imo Vlad. If you have a sandal, that means there was another child there. And the other child, what's it called, got this kid's face. Moshe Lo Adam She'sotar Eschaveru V'Hirsu Tzurasu L'Achorav. Somebody punched the guy in the face and turned his head around. That what's it called? It means he crushed his face. When a woman's pregnant and she gets pregnant again, and like Tosa said, it's possible to do that without a child that's viable, a second child, that second child crushes the first face of the first one. Tosa learns it's impossible for a woman to get pregnant when she's pregnant, even with an unviable child, and it's talking about twins. She's pregnant with twins, and if you have Bia, during the time that she's pregnant with twins, it's possible the Zera will go between the twins and crush the face of one of them. The pressure of the Zera will crush the face of one of them. That's a sandal. Shema Tignolus Benah, and a nursing woman, Im Tisaber Teitzricha Lignolus Benah Milahani. If she gets pregnant, right, it will affect her milk and she won't be able to nurse the baby that she's nursing. Right? If she gets pregnant when she's nursing. She'll have to wean the child, and maybe he'll die. The what age girl could get pregnant and then is in danger of dying? 11 years old. She's less than 11, she surely won't get pregnant. So there's no problem. The Yosem Yud Beis, if she's older than 12, in Tisaber Lo Tomos. She's not a Ketan anymore, and she'll be able to get pregnant and she won't die. So Mishamshos and the Chachomim hold no. All these three have to be Mishamish below Moch, Kedark and Vaholchos. And we're not afraid of the Sakana, right? Because of Shomer Psoi Mashem, because it's a remote, that's the word I was looking for, a remote Sakana. Okay. So now the Gemara, what in the world does this have to do with our Gemara? Now the Gemara is going to say what has to do with it. Midika omer shema tisaber v'shema tomus michlau di'ika ktana dima'abra v'lo mesem. From the fact that it says maybe she'll get pregnant and maybe she'll die. Mashma, that it's possible for her to get pregnant and not to die. But there is a chance that she'll get pregnant and there's a chance that if she gets pregnant she'll die. Meaning there's a chance she'll get pregnant and she won't die. That means a ktana can get pregnant and not die. Okay? In Cain, Motsinu Chamoso Mimaenes, Usnan, Iatayochalomer, Bechamoso, Veim Chamoso, Veim Chom, Shinimtsu Islandis, Oshemianu. The Mishnah says that it's impossible that the case of Chamoso, Eim Chomiv, or what's it called, Eim Chamoso, or Eim Chomiv, right, your mother-in-law, or your mother-in-law's mother, or your father-in-law's mother, should have a case of an islandess, that they should be found to be an islandess, because, right, if you have children, right, chances are that your parents had children, right, meaning that if your mother-in-law, that means that she had your wife, so she can't be an islandess. Okay, that's clear. And she also can't be a mama'enes. Why? Because she can't be a ketana. Because if she gave birth, right, a ketana can't give birth. So she can't still be a ketana and have given birth to your wife, or to your wife's mother, or to whatever, right? So, but here it's possible, right? It's possible that if a ketana can get pregnant, she got pregnant, she was 11, okay, and had a baby. And the brother married that baby. You can marry a baby one day old. Okay? You can't consummate the marriage, but you can marry her. Make kedushin. He made a kedushin on that baby. Okay? And that ketana is the mother-in-law of that brother. Right? The brother married that baby, Right? So that's the, what's it called? It's the right. It's the mother-in-law, the wife is the mother-in-law of that, right. And now she falls to Yibum to the brother, right, who married the daughter, right? This guy had a, what's it called, a daughter, and the brother married that daughter, and that woman, the mother, is a ketana. She's still not 12 years old yet. And now she falls to her, to the brother, who that is her, what's it called, and the brother married that mother-in-law, and she falls now to the brother, and she could be mamayin. So you find a case of chamoso that could be mamayin if a ketana can get pregnant. Rashi. Omid the ka'amar shema tamus, v'lo ka'amar vit tamus, da'oz havi mash mashin tisaber tamus vaday, and then she can't fall to yibum because she already fell, right, when she had the child. She got pregnant, she died. But mashma, she could possibly survive the pregnancy. Just sometimes not. Motzinu chamosu menes, kigon, she yolda bekatnus, besoch zman ha'omer lamala, b'shnas yudbeis, she got pregnant when she was 11, okay, and she had a baby when she was 11 years old. She nisabravo, and she survived it. So now she's an 11-year-old with a baby. Okay. The kidesh or the mesbito. And somebody married that daughter. Okay? And the nimtzeis zos chamoso ktana, so she is the mother-in-law of that man who married the daughter. Okay? And she's a ktana. The ru'uya l'mayin ad yud beishona, and she could make me until she's 12. Right? And then she falls to Yibum, to the brother. To what's it called? No, she falls to Yibum, to the brother who married the daughter. So it's his mother-in-law, who could be Memayin, because she's a Ketana. And the Mishnah says it's impossible. Samara says, Eima Shema Tisaber Vitomus, not Shema Tisaber Vishema Tomus, but Shema Tisaber, maybe she'll get pregnant. It's no guarantee she'll get pregnant. But if she gets pregnant, she definitely will die. So therefore, the case can't be anymore of Chamoso Kubimamayan, because if she got pregnant, she died. It's for sure. There's no chance that a Ketana can survive a pregnancy. Da'om Rabba Bar Livoi, Gvul Yeshla. There's a limit. Kol Dim Hazman Hazeh Einem Esaberes, Kol Iker. Right, before 11, she can't get pregnant at all. A girl before 11 can't get pregnant. Toch hazman hazeh, he meisa v'ubra meis. If she's 11 till 12, if she gets pregnant, she dies and the kid dies. So it's impossible to have again a case of chamoso mima'enes, because if she was less than 12 years old and she got pregnant, she died. La'achar zman hazeh, he choya v'ubra chay. And it's once she's 12, she could survive the pregnancy, and the baby could survive the pregnancy. Sometimes yes, sometimes not, but it's possible. So that's what's it called, Enochanami. So, Eini, V'hotoni Rabba Bar Shmuel, I ato yocholomer b'chamoso ve'em chamoso, ve'em chom if shenimtsu islandis, o shemianu, shekvar yoldu. Right? It's impossible to say, by chamoso, em chamoso, em chomiv, that she's an islandis, or that she was Mamayan, because they already gave birth. Meaning that what's it called? It's possible to give birth. The reason they can't say this case is because they gave birth. Mashma, what's it called? It's possible to have Miyun, meaning she's the Ketana, but she gave birth, and therefore it's not possible to have the case. Right? Ela la'olam shemet tisaber v'shemet tamos. Enochanami, a Ketana can get pregnant and can have a healthy child. She won't die and the baby won't die. And therefore, theoretically, it's possible to have a case of chamoso mima'enes. Except what's the problem? Velakash yahach, amrav safra, bonim harim kisimonim, though. When she gives birth, she can't be mima'en anymore. Because she's considered a gedola. Just like simonim make her a gedola, right? Bonim also make her a gedola.
And therefore, it's possible. It's even greater than Simonim. Because Simonim only help when she's 12. But Bonim help even when she's 11. If she's 11 years old and she gave birth, she's a Gedola. She's not a Ketana. She can't be Mamayan anymore. So it's not she can't be Mamayan because she can't have a kid. She could have a kid. But if she has a kid, she's a Gedola and she can't be Mamayan anymore. The Isti Amri Bonim Adife Mis Simonim. Bonim are greater than Simonim. Lamay Nafkamina. Right? Even what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that simonim, you need what's it called, more than just two hairs, right? Let's see, Rashi Rashi here. Kodim zman hazeh ha'omer lamala kodim yiralef achar zman hazeh achar yudbeis shikvar yaldu umeditali time of bivlad. Right? It's mashma from the way that the Braisa said this, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, it's impossible the case of Chamosel Mema'enes because she gave birth, not because she's a Gdola. Mashma, it's possible she's a Ktana, but because she gave birth, the case won't be. Right? So the Gemara says, Enochanami. Really, a Ktana could give birth and won't die. Her or the child. But once she gives birth, she can't be Mamayan anymore because she's a Gedola. Hari henke simonim, hilkach ein lecha yoledes mema'enes afilu iktana. Therefore, since bonim is like simonim, it's impossible for a woman to have given birth and still be Mamayan because once she gave birth, she's a Gedola. Vafilu l'Rabbi Yehuda d'omr meseches nida, at mishevir shtei sairos mema'enes, ad sheyir ba hashochar, sheyu shom saris harbe, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, that even if a girl brought two sires, she still could be Mamayan. Until she has a lot of sires, right? Shochra Alovin, according to many, is the hair on the skin. Skin is white. Or that most hairs have a white root, and the black part has to be, in many of the hairs, what's it called, more than the white. But in any case, it means a lot of black hairs. Okay? Contrasted to the white skin. So he holds that even a Gedola who has two sires, she's a Gedola, still could be Mamayan until she has a lot of pubic hair. Still, Bonim already, that's it. Once she has a kid, right, she's, even if she's 11, she's already a Gedola. Okay. Rav Zvir Omar, Ein bonim below simonim. Right? That it's not that the bonim take the place of simonim. But if the girl gave birth, she vade had simonim. It's impossible for her to give birth if she hadn't already brought simonim. And you have to say this shita holds that kodim hazman is like toch hazman, meaning toch hazman is like achar hazman, which means the Gemara has a shaila, if a girl brought simonim before she was 12, does that make her a Gedola or not? Halacha, we hold, it doesn't make her a Gedola. Because Shuma B'Alma. You need two things. You need years, 12, and Simonim. But one without the other is nothing. If she's 12, she doesn't have Simonim, she's not a Gedola. And if she has Simonim, she's not 12. But this Shita holds that, yes, once she has Simonim, even if she, we know for sure she's not 12, she's a Gedola. And what's the of Zvid says, it's not that Bonim take the place of Simonim, but Bonim are a simon that there were Simonim. Ain Bonim below Simonim. V'hayoledes bekatnes chazok hevia Simonim. M'shevia Simonim besoch yudbeis lo temoyin. And if she brought Simonim, even in her 11th year, before she's 12, she doesn't make meal. Dehani Simonim gemurim ninu. Desfor l'Razvid togzman kalacharzman. Razvid holds like the Shita that if she brought Simonim in the 11th year, she's also a Gedola. You don't need years and Simonim, all you need is Simonim itself. Linyan Simon, v'lomrin shumaninu. We don't say that any Simon that came before she was 12 is not really a Simon, it's just the fuzz of, like a peach fuzz. The Gemara says, v'nivdok. So they'll go check and see if she had Simonim. If the Bonim are not the Simonim, but the Bonim are a Simon that she had Simonim, check her and see if she had Simonim. Chayshin and Shemin Noshu. We're afraid that she had and they fell off. And we assume for the fact that she had children that she had them and they fell off. According to Mandi Omer, says that we're choshish, that the simonim fell off is very good. El le Mandi Omer ein choshin ma'ik le meimer. Afil le Mandi Omer ein choshin mishum tzar le de chashinan. Normally, we don't assume that a girl had simonim before she's 12. And that she had them and they fell off. Even according to the Mandi Omer, who holds that if she had simonim before she was 12, she'd be a gedola. We're not choshish for that. But once she had children, because of the Leda, we're afraid that she had Simonim, and the Leda made them fall off. That already is a reasonable chash. Rashi, Hanich Leman Yomer Plugs of Perik Yotzi Dofens Machlokas and Nida, whether we're Choshish or not, and even the Man Yomer says we're not normally Choshish for a girl who's not 12 that she had Simonim and they fell off. Even according to Man Yomer, says that the Simonim would make her a Gedola even before she's 12, but if she had a child, then we're choshish that the simonim, what's it called, fell off because of the later.
Are we talking about the gedola l'chol davar, or just here?
No, pashas is a, that sugi over there is the gedola l'chol davar.